I want to invite you to take your Bible and turn to Philippians, if you would, this morning. Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4, starting a new series. Can you throw that up? It's up. Okay. So there's a little story behind this. Okay. So I tell Quincy about what's on my heart and mind as far as the sermon series is coming up. And I didn't give him a lot of detail, did give him a little bit of detail. But the thought has come and was on my heart. Scripture says this: I can do all things through Christ. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. You're very familiar with that verse. We're going there in a few minutes. We'll look at it. And I thought about this. Sometimes we have to do hard things. Sometimes we don't think we can, but we can. Because Scripture reminds us of this great truth here that I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. So I tell Quincy about this, and I said, Quincy, if you can help us with any artwork, man, that would be awesome. And he texted me or emailed me the title slide and for the Daystar card. And I loved it. He said, I felt like we needed a little humor in this because sometimes we have to do some heavy lifting. And right there it is. Now there's a little backstory behind this. He made a slide and shared with me that, you know, he's a Superman fan. Huh? You guys know that. I mean, a huge Superman fan. So he's put on the title slide, I can do all things through Christ, even the super hard things. And in the background, he's got the Superman cape. We're going to use that. I told him we're going to put that one up, okay? So next Sunday, then you can look forward and see what else you can find dealing with Superman in our title slide. But now, this is the thought that we're going to be dealing with for the next few weeks. And I really feel impressed about this. And Quincy, I'll just give you a heads up too, man. Probably our next series is going to deal with the subject love. And faith, hope, love. The greatest of these is love. And we're going to deal with that. But this series I'm pretty excited about. And we'll see how it all plays out. I'm really hoping and praying that it'll be a help and a blessing to you and an encouragement to you. I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. May not think you can, but you can, okay? And we'll talk about this, unpack this, and kind of see what Paul is talking about as we look at this in context. So this is what we're going to be dealing with over the next few weeks. I'm so glad you guys are here. I'm so glad that we get to do this together. I'm so glad that we get to start a brand new sermon series about doing hard things. I want you to understand that. I want you to believe that. I want you to know that down, not just here, but I want you to know it in your heart. I want that to get deep, deep, deep down in your heart and your mind this during this sermon series. Sometimes we look for a way out of the difficult challenges of life, don't we? I mean, we just trusting God in the good times, that's not really hard to do at all, is it? But man, when those hard times come, I mean, it's a different story. But it's easy to trust God when we're not facing difficulty. It's easy to trust God when your back's not against the wall. It's easy when everything is going smooth, there's no trials or tribulations. It's easy to trust Him in the good times. It's easy to trust Him when we don't need a lot of help and to make it through the good times. But I'm telling you, it's in the hard times. We need to understand that He's made a promise to us. We need to understand that Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 says this: the Lord has made a promise to His children, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Now, you can mark it down. He's not going to walk away from you. He's going to be there every single step of the way. In the good times, yes. In the hard times, yes. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And then this verse came to my heart and mind this week. I just felt like I needed to try to incorporate it in the message because it just reiterates something about our God. And it says this in Psalm chapter 18, verse 2, that the Lord is my rock, He's my fortress, He's my deliverer. So that means this: He is our foundation that we can build on, right? That's what we can build our lives on, the foundation that is laid, and that is Jesus Christ. He's not only our foundation, but He's our shield. He'll protect us. He'll deliver us. So regardless of the challenges that you're facing, regardless of how tough it might be, I want you to understand that you can trust God because He's made a promise to you. He's always faithful, always faithful. And I want the title of this sermon series, I Can Do All Things through Christ, even the hard things. So I want that to be burned in your heart and your mind as we look at that over the next few weeks, because sometimes God calls us to do hard things. We need to understand that whatever God calls you to do, He'll give you the help and strength to do it. We need to understand that whatever He calls you to break free from, and Michael, the song, you know, Break Every Chain, I love it when God just works in, you know, how the Holy Spirit of God works in putting, not, Michael, I didn't tell Michael was starting a new sermon series. I didn't tell him what I was going to be talking about, but he couldn't have done. The Lord laid on his heart this morning to sing Break Every Chain. So whatever it is that we need to break free from, I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. Whatever it is that we need to overcome, I can do all things, even the hard things. Whatever he calls us to do, there is nothing. Church, I want you to hear me today. There is absolutely nothing, nothing that will defeat the plan of God for your life. As long as you're marching forward, as long as you realize that he says this, I can do all things. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, even the hard things. It's hard to forgive that person that hurt you. But God calls us to do it. It's hard to keep the faith when the world around us is doesn't agree with our faith, doesn't like our faith. But God has called us to do it. It's hard to fight against temptation, but God calls us to do it. It's hard to stand strong for the faith from time to time, but God calls us to do it. And if he calls us, he's going to carry us through. It's a guaranteed promise every time. I can do all things through Christ. And let's add, even the hard things. So I want to start the series off today just kind of giving you an overview, all right? Just a couple of questions. So if you got your Daystar card in front of you and you're ready to take some notes and jot down a few things, we'll get busy with that, but I just want to kind of give you an overview of what we're going to be looking forward to over the next few weeks, what we're going to be studying, set the stage for this passage of scripture that we're looking at today in Philippians chapter 4. A lot of you are familiar with it. A lot of you can quote it. A lot of you have quoted it and you've used it time and time again, but we're going to kind of unpack it just a little bit over these next few weeks. So today I want to start by saying to you once again that you can do whatever it is that God wants you to do. You can stay faithful to your calling. If God puts something in your heart and your life, God's going to give you the strength and the resources necessary to complete that. So you can do anything that God wants you to do. But now I believe that there are a couple of errors, different errors as Christians that we might have when we look at this particular passage of Scripture. And on the one hand, jot it down this way, and you, I'm put it on the screen for you. Vanessa's going to throw it up there. Some believe that we can do anything if we put our mind to it. Some believe that we can accomplish anything if we just put our mind to it. And some of you might be thinking, isn't that what this sermon series is about? Isn't that the point of the message? No, not really. That's not it at all. Maybe you've heard people make statements like this. You can do anything that you set your mind to. If you dream it, you can achieve it. Okay, does that mean this? Does that mean that I can fly faster than a speeding bullet through Christ? Does that mean that I can be more powerful than a locomotive through Christ? Does that mean I can leap tall buildings with a single bound through Christ? Quincy, there you go, man. There you go. There you go. Here we go. I'm trying hard to. I really am, man. Sometimes we put a lot of weight on this verse. That may not be intended. I'm going to try to explain, okay? All right, when I was in ninth grade, I had it in my mind that I wanted to play in the NBA. I worked hard toward that. But tearing my anterior cruciate ligament in my left knee when I was 14 years old, later on that basketball season, made me rethink that just a little bit. Plus two, I'm a 6'2", white guy that doesn't shoot the ball very well. It just wouldn't have worked, all right? But now I put my mind to that. Okay? So I think there's an error in taking even Scripture and going, I can do anything I want to do if I just put my mind to it. What if that's what you have on your mind to do is not what God wants you to do? Amen. So we're not going to be all wishy-washy, positive thinking alone. We're going to be positive, but we're going to have some roots in our positivity, okay? So one error, I think, is that some people believe that we can do anything if we just put our mind to it. All right, here's the second error, I think, that happens from time to time when we talk about this, is that I really can't do anything beyond what I'm doing now. So I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm not capable of doing anything beyond what I'm doing now. I don't have the ability to do anything beyond what I'm doing now. I don't have the resources to do anything beyond what I'm doing now. And sometimes we feel stuck when things are a challenge, and I just don't know if I'm up to that challenge. I'm not sure I'm willing to take the risks that might be involved. I'm not sure I can do anything beyond what I'm doing now. Maybe that's for other people. That's for the smart people, the privileged people, the powerful people, but not for me. I think there's an error in that. So let's look at this just for a moment, what we've talked about so far. One is dangerous and can be very destructive if we're of the mindset that I can do anything that I put my mind to. I think that what we're talking about here is we can put our mind to, I can do all things through Christ. The things that God gives us to do, I think He's going to supply the power, the resources, the ability. I think God's going to supply it. But I think it's destructive in one way if we just have that thought that I can do anything that I put my mind to. And then I think the other one, I think it steals. I think it's deadly. I think it's deadly to who I am spiritually. If I feel like I'm stuck, I can't do anything beyond what I'm doing. So we're going to fall in the middle of those two, okay? Kind of wanted to set the scene there. We're going to fall in the middle of those two, and we're going to understand that Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that needs to be understood, that we can do anything and everything that God calls us to. All right, so we've got it on the screen here today. Most of you could quote it without even looking at the screen, but I want us to read it aloud. Now, you notice I said aloud, not a soft, okay? So I want us to, with some gusto here, let's read Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. Here we go. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How many of you like that verse? Okay, that's a great verse. Looks great on the wall, decorated and a plaque or something. Looks wonderful on a greeting card, it's just. So let's dig into this just a little bit more, because I wrestle with this. I wrestle with this at different moments of doubt in my life, and is it really true? And the fact of the matter is, and I've come to the conclusion a long time ago, that yes, it is true. It's in the Word of God. It's in the Bible. It's something that I can trust, and I need to understand that it's all about, or what it's all about, because Paul is giving us some insight as we unpack this in context. So he's speaking about something internally, something from the inside of who I am. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So that means that I'm up to the challenge that God's given me. And we need to understand that and understand the context of this verse. So if He's called you to do something, you can do it. Amen? and he puts you in a career for a purpose, I'm telling you, you can be faithful to that because you can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. When he calls you to love your neighbor, you can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. Maybe you have some difficult neighbors that it's hard to love. When he calls you to serve the world, serve your world, the world as a whole as well, through giving, through whatever means, if God has called you to it, he's going to be faithful to help you get to it and get through it and to be what you need to be. So I'm just trying to reiterate here this morning that God wants us to make a difference in our world. We can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. We can do what he instructs us to do. But here's the other half of the equation. Sometimes we have to do hard things. And you can do hard things as well. So I want you to take heart in that this morning. Maybe one of the hard things for you to do is wait. How many of you are with me? I hate waiting. I'll tell you a story about my dad real quick. My dad's 83, 84 years old. My dad, and I'm hoping that Dad will be able to come one Sunday, but you shake hands with my dad. My dad delights. I mean, it's just like his hand, it's like a vice grip. And at 83, 84 years old, he could still take you to your knees with that handshake. But my dad has made this statement time and time again that when he was younger, work hindered him from doing things that he wanted to do. Now going to the doctor hinders him from doing the things that he wants to do. Okay, so my dad hates to wait. My dad will make, Mr. Rogers says amen to that. My dad will make an appointment first thing in the morning. I mean, he wants to be the first one, okay? My dad lives on a hill outside of Gatlinburg, so it takes him to get anywhere about 30, 35 minutes. Doesn't matter. He gets up early. So my dad wants to be the first one, first appointment, and if they have not called him back his appointment time, he's up pacing the floor. Now, they know by now they need to get him in a room. But if they get him in a room, the doctor better come shortly after the nurse steps out, because if not, he's going to be standing at the door. He has opened the door and done this before. Where's he at? Here's what he says. My time is just as valuable as his. You made the appointment. I agreed to the appointment. This is the time for the appointment. My dad hates to wait. So I come by that honestly. So maybe one of the hard things we have to do is wait. Maybe he calls us, God calls us sometimes, and he does often, to withstand temptation. Matter of fact, we are encouraged in Scripture, just flee from it. Get away from it. So when temptation comes, and man, it's strong, and it's got a hold, and it's pulling on your heart, your mind, and your flesh, and you want to give in so badly. I'm going to tell you something. God says, yes, you can resist the temptation. May be hard, but you can do it. Maybe a hard thing for you to do is make peace with that person that has maybe said something to you or did something to you even when you were younger, and you're having a hard time dealing with that even today. Maybe it's a hard thing to go to that person and get that settled and get that ironed out. Maybe it's a hard thing realizing that you have to admit that you were wrong as you apologize. Maybe you have to just confess your weakness or your fault or whatever. I'm telling you, that's hard. But there is healing in confession, and you can do it. I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. To forgive somebody, man, that's tough. It's a hard thing, but you can do it. So you kind of understand where we're going. Okay, you got that? Okay, that's what we're going to be dealing with in this sermon series. And we're going to kind of unpack a few things as we go along. But I just wanted to share with you today that I'm very well aware of the fact that there is hard things to do, because we all experience them. I've been there in my life. All of us can identify at one point or another. We've uttered these words. I can't take it anymore. I'm done. And sometimes it feels like the pain is too much and the wait is too long. And I don't know if I can get through this anymore. The suffering is too much. The hardship is too hard. I just can't stand it anymore. I can't do this anymore. If you're there in your life, you've picked a good Sunday to come to church. Because I want to encourage you from Scripture. Yes, you can. I want to encourage you. God loves you. He believes in you. He wants you to stay in the game, this game of life. Be reminded of the words of Jesus in John chapter 10 and verse 10. Scripture says this. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. That's the kind of life that he wants to give. So can we, in the midst of hard things, even experience life more abundantly? The answer to that is yes. So let's look at Philippians chapter 4 just for a few moments this morning. And I want you to kind of look at this with fresh eyes, okay? Let's see what Scripture says as we read this in context. Look at verse 11, Philippians chapter 4, verse 11. Here's what Scripture says. Not that I speak in regard to need. Now, understand this is the Apostle Paul, okay? He says, not that I speak in regard to need, for I have learned. And I've highlighted the word learned there because he's going to use it again in the very next verse. So this is something that we can work on, okay? All right? Paul says, I've had to learn this. And it's something that we can't just flip a switch. It's something that we learn. So he says, I've learned in whatever state I am. That doesn't mean Tennessee, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. That doesn't mean that, all right? Okay. He says, I've learned in whatever state I'm in to be content. I should have highlighted that word content because that's a big key. Actually, this is the key to verse 13, one of the keys to verse 13. Okay, to unlocking verse 13. Now look at the next verse. Verse 12, Scripture says this, I know how to be abased and I know how to abound. Paul says, everywhere in all things I have, here's that word again, I've learned. So it's process, right? And repetition is the skill of learning. It's the mother of learning. You do it over and over and over again. All right, so it says, Paul says, everywhere in all things I have learned, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and suffer need, or in other words, to be rich or to be poor. So Paul says this in verse 13. After these two verses, he says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So when he says I can do all things through Christ, he's not necessarily saying that you can change all of your circumstances that you're dealing with right now. There are times that in life where what I have pictured, what I have visualized is just not going to be what I wind up with. And we've all experienced that. And we've all gone through days like that. And so I can do all things. It doesn't necessarily mean I can change all of my circumstances. And it doesn't mean that I can change the mind of other people. It doesn't mean that I can make my spouse agree with me not to put wet clothes on the bed, all right? Isn't it out here? Amen and amen. Craig may not appreciate this, but Craig does the same thing. He washed and put his wet clothes on a bed, doesn't he? That's what Jeremy did this morning. He learned it in the military, he said. Right? You know I love you, man. I need to be less sarcastic. You need to be more flexible. Okay. Do we need to pause the sermon right here? No, 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 no. Okay, let me get back to this. I can't change the way my spouse thinks sometimes. I can't change the way my boss thinks sometimes. I can't make him agree with every decision that I make. I can't change my economy, the situation that I'm in sometimes. It simply means that no matter what the economy is like, no matter what it's like on my job, no matter how bad things may be, or how hard life may be or how I feel, no matter what, I can make it through it. I can do this. I can do all things because God's for me. So here's what we have to think about. I know that sometimes you come to church and you absolutely are like me. I couldn't sleep last night and I couldn't wait to get here this morning and come to church, and you're glad to be here and you'll walk out of here with a spring in your step and hopefully take something from the worship and the word today. You're happy to be here and things are going pretty well. And if that's you right now, I'm glad and happy for you. That's awesome. But I also know the history, just because of history, there are moments that you come in, you wear this smile. You do the best that you can to put that smile on Sunday, and life's been really hard for you this week. And I understand that and realize that this morning. And you're like, man, I can do all things through Christ. And then Wednesday comes and you're ready to throw in the towel. You know, we've all experienced that and been through that. But I want you to know you can keep doing this. You can keep going. You can keep fighting. You can take the next step. You can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. So He's equipped you for the fight. He's equipped you for the work. He's equipped you to help. He's equipped you with what you need to do what He wants you to do in your life. Okay? All right. So now, we've kind of unpacked this just a little bit, but I want to ask a couple of questions in closing this morning. And the first question is this, and I think these are very important questions for us to answer. What is the hard thing that God is calling you to do? What is the hard thing that God's calling you to do? Now, Mr. Rogers' hard thing may be different from Nick's hard thing. So what is it that God's calling you to do? What is the hard thing that God's calling you to do? It might be to forgive. It might be to wait. Instead of us kicking down doors and trying to make things happen, it might just be good for us to take a step back and wait. It might be that we are going to go through some hardship and some pain. You can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. It could be you may have to take a stand against the darkness of this world. You can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. It could be you may be headed for some difficult days, but you can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. It may be that you have to speak the truth in love to someone. You can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. And some of you are in a season right now that it's very difficult for you. It's hard. And maybe you're at the point where you just feel, I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. But Paul's trying to teach us something here. And he says in verse 12, he says, I know how to be abased. I know how to abound everywhere in all things. He says, I've learned both how to be full and to be hungry, to be abound and to suffer need. I've learned something, Paul says. Well, let's think about Paul just for a moment, his circumstances. Those circumstances that are out of his control, that he could not handle. The circumstances that sometimes maybe get out of our control that we can't handle. So let's look at Paul and see if we can learn from him today. If I were to give you a choice today, and this choice would be true, if I were to ask you, would you rather be rich or poor? Is there anybody that would say, I'd rather be poor? You know what? Every single hand would go, I'd rather be rich. We as human beings, we want things as comfortable as we can possibly get them. We want easy. We want smooth. I don't ever remember in my life going, God, I've had things so easy here lately. It's time for some difficult things. Just bring them on. Let someone steal my identity so I have to spend 3 to 4 months talking to my creditors, trying to get things. You know, I've had such an easy time. God, I'm ready for some hard times now. I don't think any of us would do that. We don't go, God strained my relationship with my kids. They're like 12 now. They're ready to move on, you know? Time for them to move out. Oh, your dad is? Okay. Jason, I don't think she's telling the whole truth there. So you heard it. I've learned a lot about our church family today. That man has lived what I'm talking about. Okay, so we may say that, but we don't really mean it. Okay, that's enough, Jason. You got to help me here. You got to say amen, brother.
I like to watch you laugh.
Yeah, I know, man. You like to see my face turn red up here, don't you? Digging this hole even deeper. Okay, so here's Paul now. And understand something about Paul. He's climbed the ranks of the religious Jewish officials. Okay? He was a member of the Sanhedrin. Very exclusive. He was one who ascended the ranks, you know, and he was highly respected. At one point, he was probably a very wealthy man, probably a very powerful individual. He knew what success was like. He says, I know how to abound. All right? And then on the way to Damascus, on the road to Damascus, there's where he met the Lord, and he was blinded 3 days, and the Lord said, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Why are you rebelling against me? And Saul comes to faith in Christ, and it's at that moment that he starts realizing there's a change, there's something that's taken place, and everything changes from that moment on. So he goes and he spends 3 years in the Arabian desert, and he's learning all these things, and he's just getting downloaded from heaven with truths about God and truths about principles, godly principles. And then he finds great success as a Christian. All right, so now, and what I mean by success, here's the Apostle Paul, and he's out establishing churches. He'll start a church, and he'll ordain elders, and then he'll establish that church and turn it over to a pastor, and then he'll go somewhere else and start another church. But all the time that he's doing this, there are people that are mad at him. I mean, they're mad because of the stand that he's taken for Christ. They're mad because of what he's doing. And he goes to the next town and they follow him. They're just like mad, you know, hornets. They're coming after him. So everywhere he goes, there's this uprising. So he's successful as a believer. And he's writing letters that we're reading today, writing about half of the New Testament. Wrote this letter to the Philippian church that we're looking at today. He talks about receiving collections. He talks about making tents. He talks about doing these various things. So financially, he goes through some high times. And then as a believer, he goes through some low times because he's beaten for his faith. He's whipped. He's falsely accused. On a lighter note here, let me just interject something I was thinking about. One of the things I envy about the Apostle Paul was his ability to start a riot. I think there's a skill to that. Can you imagine putting that on your resume? Communicate well with others, you know, type 125 words a minute. Start riots. So I was thinking about that this week, and I was just thinking I maybe envy Paul just a little bit because of his ability to do that. There was one time they beat him so bad, they took him outside the city and they left him for dead. There's another time in Philippi where he was beaten with many stripes and wounded, thrown into jail. Midnight, he began to sing praises to God. So he's beaten, he's arrested, he's persecuted, and now he's suffering the very things that he inflicted on other believers before he came to know Christ. Paul is walking through hard times in the middle of the jail cell. Paul, chained to the wall, back bloodied, says this, I can do all things through Christ. I can keep going. No persecution too difficult. No hard days too hard. No opposition is going to stop me. I'm going to keep going. I've learned. And I want us as a church family to learn that, hey, I can do all things through Christ that He wants me to do, because He'll equip, empower, put the resources, all of it. He'll take care of all of it. We just got to keep going. And sometimes that includes hard things. So what's the hard thing God's calling you to do? I was thinking about this week as well, and I'm trying hard here to finish. I've seen a lot of people take and be able to handle reversals. I've seen a lot of people walk through hard times in their life, difficulties, whether it's physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. I've seen people go through some great, great battles and come out on the other end because they realize I can do all things through Christ. And they probably didn't realize this, even the hard things. And I've seen people who are very successful. So I've seen people who have handled adversity and dealt with it and come out on the other end. And I've seen people that when a little success comes to their life, they can't handle the success. They can handle the adversity, can't handle the success. Because with success comes, I'm doing okay. Don't really need anything right now. Everything I've got, I've been able to work for. So many people can handle adversity. Few people can handle success. So if the Lord is leading you to do something, I'm telling you, He is going to make it possible for you to do it. Whatever it is, whatever crisis, whatever it is, weight, whatever it is, temptation, He's going to enable you. Hardship, forgiveness, He's going to enable you. Okay? All right. So we just got to decide. I've learned. It's a process. I'm going to keep walking. I can do this. I'm going to get through this. There's brighter days coming. Okay? I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. Here's the second question as we close this morning, and that is this. It's just simple. What's holding you back? What's holding you back from doing those hard things? What is it that's keeping you from doing the hard things? Maybe it's, and I probably should just stop right here, finish this message next week, but I'm going to give you just a couple things here real quick. Jot them down. I'm not going to spend any time on them. You can, it's something that you'll see and say, you know, that could be it. Unrealistic expectations. Unresolved pain. Unconfessed sin. Maybe it's fear. I knew I was going to be talking about this morning, and I've asked some people this week, you know, what do you think the Lord's are leading you to do, or what's some goal that you have in mind? And then I'll hear some different responses, and then I'll ask them, I started asking, what will hold you back? What's holding you back? And one of the things that they said was this. They said that it was fear. And maybe unfounded fear is holding you back from taking that next step. So jot that down, and then jot the last thing down. It's Michael and the team comes. Oh, jot this down. Maybe it's just unbelief. Okay? Maybe it's just unbelief. Maybe that's holding you back. Maybe one of the reasons that you've struggled with unbelief is because all of the voices that you've listened to in the past that maybe have told you you can't do it. I think sometimes we worry that if I rise up and if I say something or if I do something, I speak up, people are either going to be upset or they're going to feel threatened or they're going to push me back down, so I'll just stay where I am. I'll just keep my mouth shut. Let me close with this. All right, in Hebrews chapter 11, what you read, that great hall of faith chapter, and we've looked at that recently. What you read in there is you find one person won because of faith, another person won because of faith, another person won because of faith. And you see that, and you get stories of Noah, Moses, and Abraham. All of these people who won by faith, gone through persecution, temptation, gone through some suffering, but they won by faith. I'm going to tell you something. Please look at me this morning. Our life, we're going to win by faith. Or by death, we win by faith. And I believe that that's true for every single one of us. You know, we may not have the story of Noah or Abraham. I'm going to tell you something. You've got your story. And your story is as important to God as anybody else's. So you get this first part of Hebrews chapter 11. You got they won by faith. And then you get to the last part chapter and you even have this. That some were sawn asunder because of their faith. Some suffered persecution because of their faith. And then it talks about a great cloud of witness. So what does that mean? Great cloud of witness in heaven. I really believe that that's people who have gone on before us. They're watching the race that we're running. And right now I'm going to tell you something. They're pulling for you. The Lord's helping you, but they're pulling for you. And they're giving you encouragement that you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. I believe in you because God did it for me, and if He did it for me, He'll do it for you. Jesus even said this, last verse, Luke chapter 15, verse 7. He said this, I say to you likewise, there will be joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 just persons who need no repentance. Jesus said, every time a sinner repents, the heaven rejoices. They throw a big party. I'm going to tell you something, that cloud of witness, I really believe that heaven rejoices when they see not only people come to faith, but when they see people come to the fact and realize the fact that I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. That when you're down, you get back up. You don't stay down. You keep going. I think heaven cheers for you. So I want you to take heart today. And somebody's for you. And they love you. Wish nothing but the best for you. And I want you to know that I'm praying for you, but I also want to encourage you that even in the midst of hard times and difficult days, we can do all things through Christ that He has called us to do. There's nothing to stop us from accomplishing God's will and purpose for our life. So by life we win, or by faith we win in life. By faith we win at the end of life. But here's the thing. I just want to be faithful till then. So I just want to keep putting one foot in front of the other. I just want to keep fixed and focused on Him, and that's what I want to encourage us to do as a church. So let's think about that and pray about that this morning. I can do all things through Christ, even the hard things. And as Quincy would say, even the super hard things.